So what I'm saying, once you hear this, once you get it, just by me standing here teaching a class 35, 40, maybe 45, 50 minutes or whatever, and that's all you're going to do with it, well, no wonder your faith not working. You're going to have to go back and rehearse it, and train yourself, school yourself, meditate on it, tell yourself, yeah, that's right, I can do this. Look yourself in the mirror and preach to yourself a little while. But if I use the term, is Matlock going to get all your time? No wonder it's not working. But listen to what it says. So then faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing by what? Watching Matlock. That ain't watching Matlock up there. Oh, maybe by watching C-N and I. What is it? C-I-N. That's not what up there. That's not what's up there. So how did faith come, y'all? Faith come by, you notice what it says, and it didn't say. You notice it didn't say faith cometh by having heard. Oh, I heard that before. But no. Faith comes, I don't care how old you are in the Lord. I don't care how young. If you want faith to keep coming, you're going to have to keep hearing. And hearing means I hear to do. I hear to take action on what I heard. If I'm not taking action on what I heard, I haven't heard. Did you hear what I said? That's how you know you heard what the word is saying, because you take action on what you heard. What God said, you do. All right, let's move on. Go to Romans verse 8. Where does faith come from? We know faith comes by hearing. Where does it come from? Where does it come from? Romans 10:8 says what? Is it up there? But what says it? The word is where? Even in thy mouth and in, that is what? What is it? Which we preach. All the word faith come from hearing the word of God. Faith, these words that God has spoken to us, they are faith-filled words. When you read the word that said, by his stripes you were healed, those are faith-filled words. When you read the word that said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, those are faith-filled words. When you read the word that said, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world, those are faith-filled words. When you read the word that Christ had redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me, for it's written, curses everyone that hangs on the tree, those are faith-filled words. And if we hear them, then we take action on them. And if we don't do anything with them, then God has nothing to help you with. It's up to you. Amen. Hello, somebody. Moving right along. Faith is what God has given you. And I like to make this statement. Faith is the currency of the kingdom. How many of y'all got cash on you tonight? You don't have to raise your hand. How many of you got some cash somewhere? You got some cash somewhere. When you go grocery shopping, you leave all your cash at home. I know, your credit cards and all that. You just go say, I'm going to go get me some groceries. Or you're going to go buy some appliance. Or you're going to buy an automobile. Well, I'm just going to leave everything at the house. That's the way you shop. No, you better have some kind of currency. Don't you go out there to my, I want this, and they'll show it to you, but you're not going to leave with it. You can go out and fill your cart up, fill it full with groceries. But before you walk out that store, you're going to have to pass them something called currency. Well, faith is what you got to get operate in the kingdom of God. That's why he gave it to you, so you can get everything he has provided. He provided everything for you. and for me, for us. And that's why we need to understand how it works. How many of you have a checking account? How many of you have a saving account? How many of you have an investment? You know every one of them is different. And every one of them have a rule, guideline that you go by. You don't walk up in that bank and say, hey, give me my money. They'll try to help if you're gonna be if you remain to be, you know, ignorant. They'll just have to let you be ignorant. But they'll say, what's your checking account number? They give me my money. They said, sir, do you have an account? I said, give me my money. After a while, you know, here come the police. We got a nut up here. No, you know how to operate in that system. Well, then we're in the kingdom of God. That's why God don't want you ignorant, because he has provided. And I guarantee you, he got more in his account for you than you have in that account at the bank. Amen.